Good morning. That trough of low pressure, which has been a factor in our weather here in interior New York and New England since the middle and latter portion of last week, is finally departing off the eastern seaboard and out toward the Canadian Maritimes. While this disturbance didn't bring a lot of rain to the region, at times it did bring plenty of cloud cover. And now we'll have that cloud cover last into the morning before we start to see a gradual return to sunshine this afternoon as high pressure begins to take over both at the surface and aloft. The result will be temperatures reaching into the middle to upper 60s today for afternoon highs. More clearing tonight, a bit cooler with the clear sky back down into the 40s across the region. This will set us up for a beautiful stretch of weather starting tomorrow, mostly sunny and milder with highs back to 70, and with that ridge of high pressure really establishing itself over us for Thursday and Friday, full sunshine and warmer temperatures with highs about 10 degrees above normal and in the middle 70s. By the weekend, we'll have to turn our attention to the coast. With Hurricane Matthew riding up the eastern seaboard, it could influence our weather either directly or indirectly. Direct effects would be heavy rain and wind if the hurricane comes close enough to the eastern seaboard. Indirect effects would be scattered showers if the storm system tracks out to sea. Still, it's too early to tell the exact track, so right now we'll go with a chance of rain late Saturday into Sunday with high temperatures in the upper 60s to around 70. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Major Hurricane Matthew, located about 35 miles south of Tiburton, Haiti, or 165 miles south of the eastern tip of Cuba. Matthew is moving toward the north at 9 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue today. A turn toward the north-northwest is expected by tomorrow, followed by a northwest turn tomorrow night. On the forecast track, the center of Matthew will pass near or over southwestern Haiti during the next couple of hours, near eastern Cuba later today, and near or over portions of the southeastern and central Bahamas tonight and tomorrow, and approach to northwestern Bahamas tomorrow night. Rainfall totals of 15 to 25 inches are possible in southern Haiti and the southernmost Dominican Republic, with isolated amounts up to 40 inches, causing life-threatening flash floods and mudslides. Maximum sustained winds are near 145 miles per hour with higher gusts. Matthew is a Category 4 hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind scale. Some fluctuations in intensity are possible during the next couple of days, but Matthew is expected to remain a powerful hurricane through at least tomorrow night. Elsewhere, severe thunderstorms will be possible this afternoon and evening across portions of the central and southern Great Plains, northward into parts of western Minnesota. The greatest potential for severe storms, capable of large hail, damaging winds, and possibly a couple of tornadoes, will be across portions of central and eastern Kansas into north-central Oklahoma. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 39 degrees, with a west-northwest wind at 10 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy with fog and 2 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 57 degrees, the dew point 54, 90% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.26 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 98 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 21 at Burns and Truckee, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly cloudy, mid-60s, Boston, mostly cloudy, with a chance of a shower, lower 60s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny, with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 72 degrees, the low 57, the average temperature 65, that's 10 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 0.06 of an inch for the month, which is 0.3 of an inch below normal, and 25.69 inches for the year, which is 4.12 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 65 degrees, the average low 44. The record high 86 set in 1881, and the record low 26 in 1945. Sunrise this morning, 6:56 a.m. Sunset this evening at 6:30 p.m., 11 hours and 34 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing sunshine today with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing sunshine today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing sunshine today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, beautiful sunshine, milder near 70. More sun on Thursday and Friday in the mid-70s. Sunshine will give way to increasing clouds Saturday. Depending on the track of Matthew, we could see some late-day showers and highs around 70. And again, depending on the track of Matthew, a chance of rain on Sunday in the mid to upper 60s. And mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler Monday with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.